Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Moto Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Moto Casino, the only app worth your time.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
The Bert Show.
Mo's got a theme going on in his life right now, and it's no good deed goes unpunished. The cliche I hate the most.
It seems like ever since you introduced me to that cliche, I have been forced to live it. I didn't even know it was a thing before. But yeah, I felt bad about this dilemma that I had, and I wasn't sure what to do because I was like, should I be patient or should I react to this now? But I was afraid to react, and I don't know if you've ever felt bad for something you thought, even if you didn't carry through with the thought, but just having the thought made you feel bad.
Man, then I would be consumed with bad thoughts every single day about myself.
True indeed. So,
because I think it's human nature a lot of times to have those thoughts. It's when you act on them is when you really get in trouble.
Exactly. And I think that's what would have got me, and not only me, but the guy that was actually trying to help me, both in trouble if I acted on this thought. And it turns out I just needed a little bit of patience. But we talked about like tipping during the holidays, and I always have this thing in the back of my mind of if I'm supposed to tip just a little bit more, mm-hmm. give some extra because it's the holidays to help people out.
Sure.
I do. I over tip.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of each and every year at this time, and I plug it quite a bit, is that servers, if you can afford it, if you had a decent year, tip the bill if you can do that when you can in December.
100%. And so I've had this issue with my front door in my apartment for like probably a year and a half now.
It's Is that dude still flipping you off?
No. No, that was the random stranger that came to my Ring camera. But I mean, like, actually physically opening and closing my door has been really tough for like over a year because I don't know why.
Oh, I thought you meant somebody was trying to open and close your door, but you're saying you yourself just trying to get in and out of your door. Okay.
Right, like you got to put extra strength into it to actually open it and to close it. And it's been annoying, but I guess I just got used to it at some point because when they would keep coming to look at it, they kept telling me, oh, it's something with the season, it's something mm-hmm. with the weather, there's not really anything we can do. Mm-hmm. So the door was just not aligned and it was just giving me a headache. So finally, there's a guy who comes, and I guess he's like one of the newer maintenance guys in the buildings, and he comes and he knocks on the door randomly, and he's just like, I've heard, you know, you've been having issues with your door. So I'm like, I have. And he's like, for how long? And I'm like, man, I don't know, a year and a half, it's been a while. So he looks at it and he's like, oh, I can fix this. This is not a problem. I don't know why they told you that. So I'm just super happy at this point that somebody's finally going to fix the door. So he comes over and I didn't realize how much work he was going to have to do because I thought maybe it was just going to be doing something with the door. But it was the entire like frame of the door going all the way up to the ceiling. He had to remove the wall and do whatever it is you do because I have no idea. But he had to do a lot of work just to simply fix the door. So I was very thankful for it. And he tells me he like motions one moment. So I'm like, okay, cool. Now, normally, I don't think you tip the maintenance guys that come and just help you in your building. But because it's the holidays, I was feeling generous. So I gave him a really nice tip to mm-hmm. say thank you. So at first I was confused because like right after I gave him the tip, I didn't think he was done yet. But I was just getting it out the way because I knew I was about to leave. So then he looks at the tip and he I can tell he's really generous, but he doesn't speak much English. So he says gracias in Spanish. And then, you know, he just leaves.
You know that gracias means F you in Spanish, right?
It does not mean that because I've been working on my Spanish. And so, but I was confused after he left because he didn't really do like anything extra. And it just felt like he took the tip and got up out of there. So like all of the pictures he took off the wall, he left them off. The floor was super messy, dusty. He didn't sweep. He didn't do anything. And then even where like he had some stains, he had created some stains on the wall and on the floor, he just left it. So in that moment, I was feeling a way like, wait a minute, I just gave you this generous tip and you just left it like this?
But why are you tipping him before the job's done?
I thought he was going to finish the job because I had to leave. So I was trying to get ahead of it. Like, let me tip him now because I won't be able to do it when I'm gone.
Right.
But he just left and he was just like, he just waved bye. So in that moment, I was like, what? Do I say something? But I don't want to get the man in trouble right before the holidays. So I'm like, do I just eat this? What do I do? So I said, you know what? I'm gonna make the decision to eat it. I'm not going to get anybody in trouble during the holidays. It is what it is. So I start trying to like clean it up and put the pitches back and do everything myself. Turns out the man left and came back. He was just going to get a broom to finish the job. But I guess he couldn't find a broom. So I was like, why ain't you just ask me for a broom? And he's like, no habla inglés. And I'm like, bro, I've been working on Spanish for 2 years. I've been waiting for somebody to need me to know Spanish. This was my moment. Escoba, papi. I know what the broom is. And he didn't even ask me. But I was so thankful that I was like, see, sometimes you just got to have a little bit of patience. The man was coming back to finish the job.
And the default is always to the negative and the worst, right?
Every single time.
It's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.